The start order is 1-7-4-2-3-9-8-5.
The Extra Lap RC Podcast.
Well, good Saturday morning, Joey, and welcome to the Extra Lap Podcast. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, a bit of a strange one. We didn't do one in the week because we were too busy, or I was too busy and Joey was too busy burning things, I think.
Yeah.
So we decided to do a Saturday morning, shortish catch-up podcast, wrenching session, keep Joey awake by the sounds of it session. So, you all right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm all right, Ta. I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tired. But, yeah, good. There's the first Did you see that, Jerry? We're like a minute in and I got the first in. That's just Alex Carter. He loves it. He loves an Yeah, no, very good. A lot going on at the moment with racing and BRCA stuff. Been a lot good to talk about and a lot of decisions made. So, yeah, I just thought we'd get on, have a morning chat. I'm going to go and race on some dreaded carpet tomorrow. I hate carpet. Did you know that, Jerry?
I know it all too well.
Do you know why I hate it? It's not the actual surface. It's not because it's carpet. I just think I hate it because it's so flat. I've decided it's not the grip level. It's the fact there's you take away the fourth dimension that is astro racing of bumps. And it, no matter how much you try to make an artificial bump, that's even worse. You're raced on carpet where they've put like wood underneath the carpet to try and make it bumpy.
I don't recall, but that sounds a bit naff.
Yeah, it is. It's not great. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll go race tomorrow on it. I'll probably enjoy it, but it's just not my preferred. I know. And you could say, well, you like racing at workshop, and there's no bumps in that, really. But I think because there's no bumps, but there's also not much grip, it still adds a little bit more to it. But we can talk about workshop in a minute. Are you racing this weekend?
This weekend, no. Not this weekend.
You don't want to go outside and freeze your so-sos off out in the, you know, nice icy conditions. Carter will be racing at Stotfold tomorrow, I bet, in the cold.
Probably.
He
loves it.
He does absolutely love it. So he'll be out there. There's another one. I really need to stop doing that. Okay, well, let's talk about our most recent. So where'd you go last weekend racing, Joey?
We went to Worksop.
And how was Worksop? I'm going to say difficult.
Yes, I would sort of agree. Forward drive was tough.
It was certainly strange going the other way.
Yes, I think that's what threw a lot of people off.
Which is cool. Going. It's not an issue, and it's good to try different things. But there was a lot of features on that track I found, which I think Steve Pierce designed the track. I did tell him that it was fun, but there was a lot of features. But it's been quite good because we've had the first track was really fast. The second track I think Rob Fox made, which was
that was very good.
Well, that was a cool track. And then we've had a technical track. So at least they're trying different things and don't just go, well, we know this works, we'll stick with it. I have asked, and I'm sure he won't mind me saying, Mr. Fox to design the track for the Masters event at Worksop.
Mm.
So we'll see what he comes up with. It'll be the same, just anyone listening, it'll be the same track both days because the guys doing the invitational, you don't tend to change a track. They want to. Some of the great thing about the invitational is, you know, they'll race all day on the Saturday, and funny enough, that includes us, Joey. We must have paid someone really well to get our F grading to be able to do that. Anyway,
well, as Ryan Clark likes to point out, don't forget my dad is, you know, John and the referee and BRCA vice chairman and shit. So,
well,
I've got to take the perks from it, I suppose, haven't I?
Funny story, and I won't name this person, but there's someone that got their F2 this year that for years, and he got his F2N, it's the first time he got it. As soon as he hears this, he'll know who it is. And he was convinced for years and years and years that he never got it because it was rigged, even though it clearly wasn't. That was just his favorite excuse for it. And he always said it in a joking way. He never said it seriously. And then he got his F2 this year. And then his exact answer is, yeah, it must definitely be rigged. So,
yeah.
I can tell you. I mean, while we're on about F gradings, and I'm sure many are sat there waiting for that F grading, they will be out before you do nationals. We're just having a few technical difficulties, especially considering the person doing them tried blinding himself. So they are coming.
Yeah.
They will be here. For the Masters event, we've got, just to give people an insight, I think the F gradings are actually almost done. So we know who's got F gradings. What it is we're just doing a lot of counter checking across regions, because believe it or not, we do get people that race in two regions, and that's a big no-no. And the punishment for that, clearly stated in the handbook, is if you race in two regions, you go back, I think it's, you don't quote me, I think you go back to being F5 and you lose your position in both regions that you gained. So we're just going through checking it, getting it right. And, you know, to be honest, as you know, Joe, F gradings really are used to get into events like the Masters and to get into nationals. So if I'm done before we get to nationals, no huge deal. I know people want to know what they are, but this will be the only year they take this longest. Hopefully we're going to get it a little bit modernized, that we're going to come up with a different system, so it pretty much gets done straight away. Like I said, it's not the actual working out the F gradings in a region is simple, and some of the regional reps have done that for their regions, and although they're not official, they're close. But to do them for the whole of the country, it's a lot of work. And don't forget, you got to do it for two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, so you have to do it all twice. So be patient, guys. They are coming. Anyway, back to Worksop. Sorry for that little sideline. How'd you get on, Joey? What did you race?
I did four-wheel drive and truck.
So you did one proper class and you did trucks. Although you are the reigning Worksop champion.
I am. But not. It's not going to last long.
Did you make the A final this time?
Yes.
Oh, you did make the A. I think I watched it. I know who enjoyed that final more than you, Joey.
Richard Simpson, because he won.
Yeah, why did he win, Joey?
He was pretty fast all day.
He was fast. Yeah. Was Rob Fox.
Rob Fox was very fast.
Why didn't Rob Fox finish his final, Joey?
Because he crashed into a fence and broke a plastic steering arm.
Was it?
Mm.
Nothing to do with any cars he was lapping. Nothing silly like that.
He didn't hit any
cars that were, you know, on the track.
No. Yeah, he. Me and Rob tangled, and it cost him the win.
It didn't it? When he was he lapping you?
Yes.
Yeah. So what were you doing? Just doing donuts in the middle of the straight or something, or?
Pretty much. The long and short answer is
I've never seen Rob Fox that angry. He's the most chilled man I've ever met, and you broke him.
I know. I did apologize and stuff at the end.
Oh, that always makes it better, innit? You haven't finished, mate. Your car is in pieces, but sorry.
To be fair, I can't be blamed for him not finishing.
Just sorry. Oh, I think he blames you.
Oh, no, I'm sure he does.
I think everybody in the building blamed you.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't my greatest moment, should I say.
Anyway, Rob, I apologize for my co-host being an idiot.
I still love you, Rob. Don't worry.
He doesn't. He said he did it on purpose. It was the greatest moment of his racing career. just after his rain assist at the Euros.
Yeah. But no, I will be, unless I can win the next three rounds, I'll be handing the championship to somebody else. And at the minute, I think James Helliwell, who's number one.
Yeah, Well, at least you did all your rounds of qualifying and didn't throw a hissy fit like someone else we know.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But we won't name him because he's our friend.
Steve. No. Well, you'll name him afterwards because I ain't got a clue who you're talking about.
Yeah, so it works. And how did a four-wheel drive go?
Four-wheel drive was a struggle.
In what way? You were the car or...
No. The car was absolutely fine. The car was pretty much the same as it was at round two, which again was spot on. There was a slight issue with the rear just sort of breaking away, but I managed to sort of get control of that. It just seems to be, and I don't know why it is, but some people recently have forgotten not necessarily how to drive, but how to drive properly, respectfully, and not like a gigantic moron.
Like you in the truck final, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. But that was the end of the day. I had issues in every round with the same two drivers. I then had the same issues with those two drivers in our final.
Right.
And for the first time in I don't know how long, I lost my shit.
Did you? I didn't know.
You know, I've never...
That's not sarcasm. I actually didn't know.
I know everybody's like, when they have like a crash or somebody has them off or, you know, you break, you know, you drop your head and you sort of mutter swear words to yourself.
Yeah.
But I generally said, not loud, so nobody heard me. Maybe only the guy stood beside me, but I said, the next person that takes me out, I will push down the stairs.
No, everybody said, heard you.
No, well, but it's like when it's happened seven or eight times in a single race. You know, I think one of our heat like rounds, I only did like 14 or 15 laps.
Right.
Because I'd been taken out that many times, I end up on my roof or ended up stuck on a pipe or. I've paid the same money to be there as everybody else, so why does everybody else feel the need to just try and bin me off all the time?
Because your dad won't there, see?
But then that's
that's a joke, this, by the way, people.
This is the thing, yeah. This is the thing people need to
give more grief than anyone.
Exactly, and to be fair, me, Muzz, and Rob Fox spoke about this at the end when we were packing away. If Dad was there, Rob Fox was
speaking to you by then.
Yeah. No, we all had a bit of a laugh and a joke about it. And Rob said, if John were there, then I probably would have been thrown off the roster myself for the antics in the truck final. But
right.
You know, I will say this now, and it has been said categorically before, I do not get any favours on track when it comes to refereeing.
No.
If anything, I am hindered more.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because as soon as Dad makes a decision and I am involved, it's going to be, oh, well, he's your son, therefore... He's not going to, you know, get punished or whatever.
Although, to be fair to Dad, when it's been like a bigger event, like an end of season finals or a bigger thing and you've made the final, he's not reffed it.
Well, he at the end of season finals this year, obviously I made the A final, and he pulled all the drivers onto the track and said, look, Joe's obviously in this final. I can skip refereeing it. If it makes it better for you guys.
Yeah.
But everybody agreed just to keep Dad up there and crack on.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... I probably get more grief from your old man than you do. He's I think I had a couple bollockings this year for doing stupid things. So, on the track, that is. So it does happen.
But yeah, so I in no way, shape, or form get special treatment. And if anything, like I said, I will get shafted more.
Yeah.
But people don't realise that.
No.
But no, it was just a frustrating situation. But that's racing. It is what it is. Things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was. So, what final did you make in four-wheel drive?
I made the D final.
Okay. Which, at workshop, is not horrendous.
No, no.
Anyway, you know, it's a pretty, can be a pretty tough
but place from to... But from round two, being on the border of making the B final, obviously missing out only just to make the C, but...
I was going to say, it round one of qualifying, you had, was it round one, you had quite a good round. I thought, oh, he's gonna be tough to beat today. I thought that for about 30 seconds, and then just went and beat you.
And then probably got taken out, and then that was it, party over.
To be fair, I think I got punted off about three times. But I don't, it's certainly not, I don't think anyone ever does it well. I'm sure some people do. I know of one time it's happened, but I don't think people, sometimes they don't go out their way to punt you off. Sometimes I just think they're out of control.
They're fast,
or they're out. They're just.
You've got to give some people the benefit of the doubt that, you know, perhaps they're not. Maybe they've raced on carpet the week before and they're still in carpet mode or whatever. Or
I'll give you a great example. Know. Someone messaged me, said, "Oh, I noticed on Wynowski's EOS set, he's got a 4.5 in his two-wheel drive. Do I need to put one in?"
No, you do not.
No, you really don't. Orlowski is world class, and that's why he has a 4.5. We're just mere mortals and shouldn't be running 4.5s in our cars. You know, so... Although I do believe that at Dawn at the EOS that Phil Slay's going to, he's borrowing, like, a 4.5 to try, which... Again, he's a pretty skillful driver. I'm sure he'll be able to hold on to that.
Yeah, feels all right.
I know when I put and it's the same motor, put that 4.5 in a touring car at Mendel. I came under the straight. This was, yes, touring cars, so we won't talk about it too much. And it scared the life out of me how fast that thing went. These old eyes can't keep up with that.
Nah.
Good chance. So, yeah, so back to Worksop and Slippery Floor. So, not a disaster, D, mate. Have you looked at the overalls yet?
I have not, but I can.
Yeah, they're quite... It's close.
I think we're only separated by a few
places. I didn't mean us. I just meant the point spread is fairly close.
Oh, no, I was talking about us.
I mean, I'd hate to be beaten by myself.
Why?
Well, how many times you raced at Worksop? And then saying that, how many times have I raced there? And then what does Harry Mears rock up and do last weekend?
Bust out an A final.
Makes the A on his second go, and you just think, I hate kids.
That kid. Fair play to me. It is not an easy place to make an A final.
It's not. He did really weird, especially considering what he was in. Did he do it in two-wheel or four-wheel? He did it in two-wheel, didn't he?
He did it in two-wheel drive.
And he was in quite a low heat in two-wheel, or was he in the one above me? Might have been in the one above me. But he was absolutely flying, but he had traffic to deal with as well. So,
on the current standings after...
Where are you in truck?
So, in a truck, I am 10th.
Okay.
I've had 2 142s.
Okay.
So, yeah, James Halliwell is currently leading on 448.
Yeah.
Stephen Pierce, 444. Rob Fox, 440. AD Parks, 440. And Richard Simpson, 436.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not all bad.
It's not, especially considering the first one, you didn't even make the A with your truck.
No, I did not, no. No, I didn't.
That was a bit pathetic, wasn't it?
Four-wheel drive, obviously, Johnny Skidmore is 6 points ahead of Mr. Smith. And in the thing that matters the most, you are in 22nd on 365.
Yeah.
I am 26th on 352.
Okay, fine. Still loads to play for.
But I will be dropping at the moment 111.
Yeah,
and you'll be dropping 110.
Well, I'll be dropping a whole round in a minute. because I'm not there for one round.
Boo.
Because we're all at Dawn racing on carpet.
Because you're a loser. Anyway.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree.
And then two-wheel drive opposite Johnny. Johnny and Ben are currently tied on 444.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you... Mr. Clark is at ninth.
Yeah.
Mr. Dronfield, our touring car specialist friend, 17th. Yeah. My best mate, Rob Fox, 40.
Yeah.
Martin Owen, you are currently 47th.
Yeah.
And Harry Mears is 42nd.
Yeah. No. I've already done two rounds and saved.
Yeah, so it's Harry. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it'd be good. It'd be. I mean, two-wheel drive around there, as you've done it for. It is fun. It is massively frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Both times I found my two-wheel drive, it's been meh in practice. First round of quali, about quali 1 to 3, it's been amazing. And then the last round of quali in the final, it's been like driving on ice. And I just can't get my head around it. It's so important to get heat into the tires that it's just takes that. I found like in the final, even in the on Sunday, first two laps of the final, it was meh. The middle of the final, it was great, and then it fell off again towards the end. But that is the fun that is Worksop.
Yeah.
And the reason that we all go, because it's different. It's different. I'm not knocking carpet racing. I think it's good. There's some really big carpet races going on. Well, as we speak, there's the Scotty Ernest Evedon, which if they can keep the power on, and I mean literally the lights, they'll be all right. And we just had the carpet champs in Florida. So there's some big races about. Okay, well, why sticking on to Worksop? Well, we had an okay day then. I had double C finals, which I think in two-wheel drive, the previous one, I was like in the E or something. So I keep getting better the more I go. I qualified second or third in the C final. I was close. I needed one more good round. I think I could have put it in the back of the B. But I'm quite enjoying it. Not bad for an old fart. So it's all good. Exactly. So while we're talking about Worksop, we got the Masters event in January.
Yes.
For those that haven't seen it, I'll be shocked if you're listening to this and haven't seen anything about it, unless you live in America. Well, that'll be like one listener. Or in New Zealand, that might be two listeners. So that event is two separate race events going on. We've got a Reedy format invitational race for anyone that's an F1, F2, N. So anyone that got an F grading at a national level, and anyone that's made a Euros or Worlds A final in the last 5 years will get an entry. And also, I have a couple of what we call my chairman picks, which are people that I think are really fast, would be way too fast for the bump up event. So we chuck them in the invitational. We only got one of those so far. So yeah, it's looking a good event. Orlowski's coming over for it. We got Lee, Neil, the Halls, Ben Smith. They've all entered. Alan O'Brien's entered.
Who's she?
Exactly. So he better turn up or he's going to get it. Since he's, you know, moaned about certain things, he definitely should turn up.
Oh, yeah.
We love
He's got
him,
to show though. Off his new X-rays.
X-ray, no, S-Works.
S-Works, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, he does, doesn't he? I forgot about that.
Mm.
He changed teams. So, yeah. And then
He'll be back by January, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the other race, we have the bump ups, which is run just like BARCA format at nationals. So four rounds of qualifying, but instead of having three leg A's, there'll only be one A final, but the all finals will be have two drivers bumping up from the previous final. So if you come first or second in your final, you bump up to the next one. So in theory, you could turn up, do absolutely horrible at qualifying, and still make the A. So it's just something a little bit different. We wanted to try and do some kind of event this winter, and kind of fell into our hands with a good deal on the venue at Worksop. So that's where we decided to do it. And a couple top drivers have messaged me saying it's nice to see we're doing something, some sort of different format, trying something different. It might be a pile of poo, but you know what? It'll be a good event. At the moment, by the time it's recording, I think we're going to have just over 40 invite drivers and probably 80 bump-up places. And those places will be decided on your F gradings, how many classes you've entered, so if you've entered two or four-wheel drive, and your time of entry. But looking at it, it's not. I was a bit worried, Jerry, it's going to be kind of all F2s, but I think we're going to have, I think we're going to have all F2s, F3s, F4s, and maybe some F5s. There's quite a spread of F gradings looking through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send out invites. We'll give you a week to pay. If you don't pay, we just go down the list. So, you know, if you're not on that first round of I didn't get an email with an entry, you will be on my reserve list. And as people drop out, I'll probably personally email you and say, look, we've had a dropout. Would you like a space? But the good thing is with the event is you'll know why you didn't get an entry. It'll be
it's going to be very transparent as to why you didn't get an entry, and that it's solely down to your F grading. It's not because we don't like you or you know you're not a special superstar.
Yeah,
it's purely and simply based on your F grading. Again, going back to that, if anyone's listening, F gradings will be coming soon. So just chill your beans.
Chill your beans, but. Also, with the F2Ns getting into the Invitational, there's, you know, we had a good think about that, because you do tend to think, is the talent spread going to be too big? And I think when you have, you know, a large talent spread, and we had it this year at Nationals, in qualifying, it becomes quite difficult because car one goes off and, you know, he's catching car 10 before you know it, which can be difficult. With these at least being really race, so they're all finals.
Mm-hmm.
A, it's a lot easier for the ref because he's watching the leader, and the guys at the back, you're going to know pretty much probably who the leader is. You're going to hear it on the commentary, and you just pull over and let them through. So,
yeah.
But again, it's a chance for people to race people they don't get to race. You could end up, we could have Joey versus Neil Craig. Imagine if you beat him, Joey.
Absolutely not. We don't think about shit like that.
Neil would quit.
Neil would retire on the spot, I think.
I would. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. But
no, it's definitely not. It's not going to happen. So Neil's not retiring anytime.
But saying that, I watched the Come Drive With Us series. The first one he ever did was the Reedy race in California in OCRC. And they had guys, because with the Reedy race, if you'd ever made a World's A final, you get an entry. I think that's how it worked. And this is a long time ago, blessing, like Kim Ward was racing, I think Rick Howard, a few of the guys that were super fast, super talented, but, you know, had not raced a lot. And they actually won a couple races, and they didn't get annihilated. I think sometimes, because you're in a final, you'll actually find an extra... You might find an extra level of talent.
Mm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the other cool thing about it is, you know, we go and do these nationals. In the past, we've gone, yeah, I've got my F2N. Yeah, great. That means I get an entry to the nationals next year. And that's pretty much it. If this event's a success and we do it again the following year, at least, I would like to know people going, yeah, you know, that's got me an invite. Because I know when they stopped doing the Reedy race, I think it was like, the Holdsworths, Paul Crompton, a few of them, they made a Euros A final, and they're absolutely gutted that, because in the past that would have got you in, if Euros A final got you into the Reedy race in the States.
Mm.
And they stopped doing it, so they were absolutely gutted to not get that place.
I mean, obviously, this isn't going to be the same sort of caliber of Reedy race that we come to know, and
yeah,
but it's something for you know, like the lesser drivers, I suppose, to aim for.
Yeah,
in a sense, you know, like you say, how many times am I gonna, you know, have where I'm in a heat or a final, should I say, with, you know, Neil, Lee, Olowski, Johnny Skidmore, you know, it's not going to happen on a normal weekend.
I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to say it now. I think Johnny Skidmore could be in shout.
Oh, there's five or six that are definitely in for a shout.
Yeah.
You know, if Michael's coming, Michael, definitely, Johnny, Ben, Neil and Lee, you can obviously never discount those two.
Yeah.
And then Tommy or Jamie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd say those six or seven are definitely in.
No, it could be interesting. Very interesting.
But it, like you say, it's also it's not qualifying as well.
No.
So right. you don't necessarily have an accident in the beginning. It's not necessarily all over because you've still got 4 minutes, 5 minutes, that four and a half, whatever, to pick up the places again. Because places mean prizes, as Dad always used to say.
Exactly.
You know,
should be an interesting event.
Yeah,
and I believe it's, you know, being we've had quite a lot of entries in the, to give you some sort of idea, in the bump up event. Let's just have a look at my special spreadsheet.
Are we incorporating what I suggested for the bump up race?
Don't know what that is. You'll have to tell me later.
No, okay.
Ooh,
special surprise for those for the bump up.
155 entries for the bump up.
Hey, that's good.
And with the invitational at the moment, it is stood at 43. I think that might go to 48. There might be some added overseas drivers, maybe. So yeah,
interesting.
It's looking good. I'm chuffed. It's, as a couple said, you know, we might struggle for entries. It is a specialist service. Yeah, it is something different. I don't know. Maybe a little bit controversial. I'm not sure. I don't think a Reedy race, I think it would struggle on carpet because of the pace, because how ferocious the racing is on carpet. Don't get me wrong. Mm. You know, Florida Carpet Champs, some amazing racing on carpet, like super close. But I just think the workshop, the surface, maybe just slows it down at that tiny little bit.
Yeah, I'd say it makes people think more about their driving.
Yeah. So we will see. It's another event. It's something else to do. And we've had quite good entries for it. So thank you to all those that entered. If you don't get a spot, bummer. But again, at least you know what maybe you'd need to do to get a spot next year. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, it's... We're not MKGP. We're not going to just not say anything.
So, what's next on our list of things to talk about?
National dates, national tracks.
Yeah, nationals. Yeah, for the first time ever, we actually sat down, had a meeting, and I think we had the dates out that evening.
That evening, yeah.
Which was really helpful, and thanks to the club that managed to go, yep, that's fine, and yep, we can do that date, or no, we can't do that date, and I need to do a different date. Everyone, the clubs work really well. You know, the dates getting a little bit tougher with, and it's no one's fault, but with track on schools, football pitches, etc., it gets a little bit difficult how to maneuver the dates around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all done. So For those that haven't seen it, we're going to go to Robin Hood first. Then we're going to Hearts, which is a new venue for Nationals. Not so much. They had an end of season. But we're going there for a National. Then we're going to Stotfold with their new rostrum. Which I bet Joey is super excited about, having a cracking result there a couple of years back. And it is his home track, to be fair. Even though I tell everyone it is, it's actually not.
No, it's good. It's good.
Then we're going to one of my personal favourite tracks. I've not raced on it for years, to Bury Metro. Which, if you didn't listen to the Grid Talk podcast, Colin Kershaw from Bury was on it. And it's worth a real listen. Then from Bury Metro, we go all the way south down to Torch. And then from Torch, we go to Boughton. So the only thing I'm going to say is, a few comments on Facebook. Oh, it's a Southern series. Oh, it's not a UK series. Right.
Alan O'Brien.
I can't make a bigger series if people don't put tracks in. We can't vote on something that's not there. Now, for those of you that don't understand how this works, the process on how national tracks are selected is very simple. We get all our regional reps in a room, and this year I actually invited the top five drivers in the two-wheel drive and the four-wheel drive championship, and our officials, and we put all the tracks and we vote. And it's basically, as probably you can figure out, on the top six votes, they get nationals. And then this year we had 10 tracks put in. Unfortunately, Southport didn't get one and Batley didn't get one. Okay. And it's all done on a vote. No one sits here going, we should do this and we should do that. Durham got another end of season final. They really wanted a national. It actually came down to a vote off between, and I'm sure they don't mind me saying, between Durham and Bury Metro. Bury Metro got one. They also have sat on the fence of doing a couple end of season finals. So that's how the process works. But as for this, going, it's not really a UK series. Build your tracks, put in, present them. Let's go for it. You know, there's no, we don't sit and look at the map and go, right, let's geographically pick the tracks. It's just done on people's, what they've seen, experiences. This year was great. We had a representative from every single track there to discuss their track. The only one that didn't, but they were on phone if needed, was Batley, because a couple of the people were actually building the track at Worksop. So, you know, it's a transparent thing. There's no always happy. And I know 2 years ago, last year, Hearts quite upset they didn't get a national. But Harrison at Hearts rang me up. What do we need to do? We had a discussion and they've gone and done it. You come to the meeting and they got a national.
Yeah, they put the effort in and they have.
Paid off. You know, I mean, you know, half of their members were calling me a wanker last year, along with half the members at Bury. So if you want to now apologize to me, that'll be great. Thank you. We know that.
No, probably not. No.
But both of those tracks went, okay, we haven't got one. What do we need to do? You tell them, they go and do it. And I, you know, Durham are on the cusp, but they got a few little things. They're doing some massive improvements for this year, and they'll get one. But you know, you just gotta work towards it. You know, at least you're not like some tracks that when they found out how much money they went, "Ah, we're not doing that." And that's sad, because as we sat in the meeting, the coolest thing, and I experienced it at Mendip last year. It's not actually going there and racing; it's actually getting one there. Actually saying you've hosted one or you've done one. You know, Mendip is the owner, I think, is trying to close the club slowly by putting caravans and things in there. But no matter what happens to Mendip, you can go, you know what, we had a national there. Great.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
That seems to be the unfortunate process in the UK, is that the land owned isn't you know, the clubs it's owned by. You know, take Stockport, for instance, the farmer who lives across the road.
Yeah.
You know, all it's going to take one day is for him to turn around and say, I want this field back to do something with it, you know.
Exactly.
Like the guy at Mendip was doing, I'm going to put caravans on it, or I want to put fruit and veg in it. I don't, you know, that's a scenario that, you know, we are unfortunate in the UK that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the other clubs, but I know with like Robin Hood, we're really lucky that
it's James
Land and James loves racing.
I think even if James was to turn around and you know step back from racing, the club would still be there and he'd still have a massive involvement in it.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that we don't have more, you know, functional facilities like James has.
Yeah.
Land owned by a racer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But that's just the state of the UK, unfortunately. It's not anyone's fault.
No, not at all.
So extortionate business rates and all that shit going on in the world.
That's it. And then for the junior and vets is at Durham, and the F2, 3, 4, 5s finals will be at Telford, which will be great to be returning to there. And they wanted the end. They asked if they could have an end of season final just because they've done a lot of work there. They're trying things, so they want it to be the last. And they're going to do a great job. It's going to be a great track, and hopefully we go there the following year for nationals. So yeah, that's kind of nationals. Entries for those should open the beginning of. I think we're going to do it. At the moment, the plan is probably for the month of February, like we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to do it a little bit differently. Where last year everyone went on and everyone paid, and then we have to do massive amounts of refunds. I think Paul is our treasurer is working with the BRCA on a slightly different way of doing it, that you don't pay until you're confirmed an entry. So we haven't got to do these massive amounts of refunds because I wasn't the flavor of the month for the amount of refunds they had to do. So hopefully something there is going to be slightly different. What else about nationals? What do you think about the nationals, Joe? And you can say what you want. You can say they're wank. I don't mind.
There are question marks to why we haven't gone to certain places, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's fine.
I spoke to Paul Ainsco at the weekend when we was at Worksop.
And
I'm sure he won't mind me saying, but he was disappointed that Durham didn't get a full national.
They've
done their bit. They've done their end of season finals to contribute to. Obviously, I don't know what the underlying factors were to why they didn't get one. That's, you know, I'm not privy to that information. But it was. I enjoyed going there.
To be fair, Joe, there is no, and I'm not just saying it. There, you know, it's a vote, so that it's not. There's no. That's probably the only, maybe a little bit of the downside of the system is that, you know, there's no, you can never get to the bottom of it. All you can say is go back. And to be fair, Paul was, he was like, you know what? That's fine. We haven't got one. We'll host the juniors and vets and we'll absolutely smash it out the park. And they will. And then they'll get one the following year. You know, that's just the way the cookie kind of crumbles. I mean, some of the people in the room, they vote on the venues because they go and ask. I think some ask their kind of region, where would you like to go, or their drivers that are doing nationals. It's a tough one. Whenever you have more, because I think for years and years they had 8 tracks apply, so it was very simple, and I think they even got to a point where they were just rotating them.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a lucky position that we had 10 apply, so 2 are always going to lose out. The good thing is that the 2 that haven't hosted, I think with Southport, they have hosted previous ones, and yeah, they probably would like to have had another one, but I know talking to some people there, maybe the, you know, a break for a year is not the worst things.
Well, no.
I think with Batley, and I can give my opinion completely because I don't get a vote. I get absolutely nothing. And lucky enough, this year we had enough people in the room that if it went to a tiebreak and I had to vote, that was never going to happen because we had an odd number. So, which was really good. I think people have forgotten what it's like to race on grass. And their only worry or concern is if it rains 3 or 4 days massively heavily before, you're going to be racing on mud. But, funny enough, I was looking through old Oople race reports.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of grass tracks. And I think of like the 10 or 15 race reports I saw on grass, I think two were like a mud bath.
Yep. I remember being at Oslo Stream and it rained all weekend continuously and it was horrific.
So, it's a risk you take. I mean, look at Torch this year. I mean, that rain was horrendous. So it's a tough one, but who knows? Like I said, it's down.
But it's an even spread, I suppose. Everyone has to travel a similar distance. You know, poor old Ashley Mears has got to drive up from the deepest, darkest nowhere. And then you take like Alan O'Brien, he's got to travel from Scotland to like Bury, and
yeah,
super hard journey that for Alan. Paul, bless him. But again, if your local club, if you think they are in a position that they will be good enough for national, apply, see what you get. Get an end of season, put on the best meeting that you think you can possibly do, and then who knows, following year full national.
Yeah,
but exactly. Again, going back to your point, you know, if clubs aren't applying, I mean, I remember speaking to the guys at Hearts many, many, many years ago when I don't think Harrison was in charge then. I think Carl Jackson was heavily involved and a guy called Ian. And I said to Ian about having, because he used to race at Stockport, so we knew each other quite well. I said about Hearts having a national, and he always turned and said, no, we're not good enough. I don't think we're good enough, blah, blah, blah. And look at them now, they're on the national. They're on the national grid, so, you know.
Exactly.
It's good to see that we've got a new track on the main national. Oh, okay, they've done an end of season, but they're not known for main nationals.
Yeah.
You can always guarantee that we'll go into a national season and there'll always be 3 or 4 regular names on the list. You know, Robin Hood, definitely. If we don't go to Robin Hood for any reason other than James said no, then you're all raving mad. Again, Boughton. Boughton is like what I'd class as the leveler because of the unique track service. I'd always say, obviously, Kidderminster, but obviously, unfortunately, we still don't have a replacement for Kidderminster. But yeah, there's always 3 or 4 main contenders that will always be on the national circuit. Perhaps next year, but they take a break. I don't know. Maybe opening the door for new tracks to get their foot in the door. But who knows?
We will see.
Who knows?
So, yes, so that's nationals. The tire decided was we looked. Every club gave 2 options. Every club, as one of their options, put the mezzo. So it's the same as last year and the year before. So mezzo on the rear in any compound and open front.
Yeah, I'm not wearing my Schumacher racing hat at this moment in time, but it seems a bit daft to be running anything other than the mezzo. We all know it works. We all know it's a wear rate. Why? We all know how much it costs. Why bring in another factor by bringing in another tyre that is not necessarily run all that often? Costs an arm and a leg to buy anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Get no vote or no say on it.
No.
People still moan at me about it. Which that's what happens. You put the chairman hat on. So it's no big deal. It's very, very clear, very concise, very transparent. There's ego clubs, pick two tires. Oh, look, they've all picked the same one. There we go.
So
that's the tires we're going to be using. That's the tire rule. And I think that was it for nationals. We got a meeting. We got another committee meeting just to decide on a few small details of the entry and that. And then those details will get released. We'll get the Masters race out the way first. That's taking up a fair amount of time at the moment, as you can imagine. And then we'll look at that. And obviously F gradings will be out before the national entry opens. So you know what you are. They may even be to the point. You don't even have to tick what F grading you are on the entry. It will automatically do it. How cool would that be? Because the amount of people that even when you tell them they're F3, tick F4 or F2 is quite funny. Yes. So there we go. So that's nationals. Okay, what was next on my list of this short and long Saturday morning talking bollocks, basically? Let's have a look. And then I put on here was EOS, and I'm not talking about the one coming up. I'm talking about the one that's just been. Did you watch any of the last EOS?
I watched bits, but I wasn't completely enthralled with it.
Certainly a tale of two manufacturers in two-wheel drive. Orlowski and the LD3 looked like they were in a class of their own. And then in four-wheel drive, Bruno and Ronafolk with their X-rays looked like they were in a class of their own, which is cool. Mm-hmm. You want different manufacturers at the top. You don't want all the same all the time. That, you know, it becomes like F1 and it's quite boring. So, yeah, it was quite good. I said Orlowski in two-wheel drive, phenomenally fast. Four-wheel drive, Bruno and Ronafolk, again, looks like a rejuvenated 10th scale racer with that X-ray. So it's good to see him at the top. Good shout to Tommy Hall. He made the A final both days in two wheel and four wheel, which is awesome. And Lee. Now, I think Lee only did it in two wheel. I don't think Lee made the A in four wheel. But still, great result. Daniel Kobovic had a good two-wheel drive, coming second. So, yeah, it was looking quite a good under carpet race. In the EOS, their tracks probably look, I would say, one of the best carpet tracks around if you're going to race on carpet. I'll tell you in February when I go make an absolute fool of myself in Dawn. But to be fair, I'm only going because I heard it's cheap beer, good food, and it's a bit of a road trip, so I think you should come, Joey, and race trucks.
If someone can provide my entry fee, my hotel fee, and everything else fee, I will happily be there, and I will happily race truck.
Yeah. Now we'll see what it's like. Maybe it's something planned for the following year for you to go, Joey. So yeah, so we got Dawn coming up, which are a bit weird on the two OESs, but there we go.
Well, there was one thing. I'm a bit disappointed that our national series clashes with Belgium Grand Prix.
Oh, well.
Because it's something we spoke about doing whilst we were driving through Belgium last year.
I know, but there we go. The problem is, Joe, as your dad will tell you, he sort of helped with the dates.
Mm.
You just run out of weekends. We're trying to, this year there wasn't a Euros to avoid because it's in September. Did you know it's indoors on carpet?
Yeah.
I love it. I love Ephra. I love their Facebook posts. Look at this. This is Mount Etna. This looks amazing. What views will you see at Euros this summer? Well, we won't. We're going to see the inside of a sports hall for a week. And the sports hall looks like a prison. It's great.
I mean, it is Sweden indoors in September. It's probably not a bad shout to be, but yeah, it's not. It's carpet.
And then I think the following year it's indoors because it's on the dirt at Huddy.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
At least it's on dirt.
Yeah.
So.
And Slovakia is apparently a really nice place. And Dad said Huddy Arena is on another level.
Oh, apparently it's amazing. Insane. I mean, I want to go just to see the place. Apparently it's unreal. So.
Yeah, Dad was saying when he went, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, so you know you can't not. They've held a Worlds and apparently it's one of the best Worlds ever. So they can't knock it.
No.
So sir. Yeah, what were we talking about? So yeah, we did put it on the same date. It was obviously we had to avoid eighth Nitro dates as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, never mind. We'll do it 1 year. I mean, I've still never done it, so it is on the bucket list. I think it's the last race I've not done. On the list of big races, because I've done a Reedy race when I was young, done the Worlds, done the Euros. So, yeah, I think that's kind of the last one.
Is that a Reedy race when you lived in America?
It might have been, mate, because they didn't do it here. Well, they did do one here, but...
For those that don't obviously know, Martin used to live in America.
He did. And it was awesome.
Mm.
Do you know what, though? When I think back on it, the amount of stuff I just missed out on. I was just such a twat. I was such a horrible child.
What do you mean, like, was?
Well, no, yeah, but I was like super. Like, I'd throw cars and stuff.
You were one of them.
I almost like took someone's head off with a four-wheel drive once. I was racing. I think it probably was the last race I ever did in America. We were doing some dirt oval nationals thing. So yeah, dirt oval. Go on, Joey, you can really take the piss now.
You've done it yourself.
I know. And those cars, they weren't very small. They were chain driven. So as you know, how longer it was, chain driven four wheel drives, but they were quite big. And I can't remember what it was. I think I'd like hold the B or second in the B and was well out in front. And I think either something broke or someone took me out. I must have been about 11, 12. I was 11 or 12, and I came back to the pits. And I think my mum, bless her, said something to me, and it just lit me up. And I literally, these cars had like a rear, like T-shaped, like post to hold the body on, but you could also hold the car by. And I think I literally just picked it up and overhead through it across the pits.
Oh.
And I can still see it now. There was a company called Twister Motors back in the day, and the owner, a guy called Mike Walker, like, he ducked as this four-wheel drive thing went flying over his head. And I remember it hit the floor. I think it snapped, like, the front off. I think my mum picked it up, and she said, "You're never going to race again." And I think that was it. And I don't think from that day, from when I was 13 till I think I come back racing in like 1999, 2000, and that would have been in like 91. So it was like a 10-year of sort your head out. Yeah, I was just a horrible little shit. And I'm still now just a horrible shit, just a bit bigger. But it's certainly, you know, and funny enough, I heard a story, and I don't know, I'm well, I heard it from the Raw president, so it must be true. When Tater Sontag won the Worlds, apparently, I mean, he was a gobby little so-and-so. And I think Raw basically gave him like a racing holiday for like a year and said, "Go and sort yourself out."
Oh. He's come
back. He came back and a year later wins the Worlds. And to be fair, I spoke to him a few times. Really nice, polite lad. You know, and was actually very quiet. So, you know, the problem is we're all passionate. And you did it at work. So I've done it. You often have times where you not lose your shit, but you maybe tell the world what you think, or the race meeting what you think.
Mm.
And it's racing, and we have adrenaline in us, and it's really hard. as a BRC official, sometimes you want to really give it some, and then you think, no, I can't. But then you kind of think, well, hold on, I'm here to race like everybody else. Just because I took on some sort of idiotic role to try and organize something, I'm still a racer. But it, mm-hmm. but it is difficult, and I'm sure there has been times I've probably held back because I've thought, no, that's, I should be setting an example, and you have to. And it's probably the roles probably made me a better racer because I get less rumbled by things now than I used to. I mean, you've been racing me a long time, Joe. I could be quite snappy at times, so
mm-hmm.
now I'm a little bit calmer, I'd hope. But yeah, it's a tough one. But yeah, I was a horrible little kid, and yeah, I did live in America, and yeah, you remember when we had Rick Howard on the podcast, Joe? Like he said, I was quick, I was fast. I probably could have maybe gone on to do more, but like Mike Reedy said to my mum, no, he's just insane. We're not going to sponsor him. He's not good for the brand, and he was 100% right. And then they found Brian Kimball anyway, and he was much better. I was taller though. Boom, boom. So there you go. So, Joe, we've rambled on. We've talked absolute rubbish. Our three listeners might enjoy it. Anything else you can think about?
No.
No? Don't want to, you know, give Ryan Clark any grief. Ryan Clark made his first A final at Worksop.
Yeah, it doesn't count, though.
It doesn't count?
No.
Nah.
He bullies me, so I don't have any respect.
He does massively bully you, and it is quite
funny. He really hates me.
I don't think he hates you. I think that's...
No, he
doesn't.
It's sheer hate.
He just likes to give grief. I think it's funny. And deserved. I was surprised Rob Fox was still speaking to you.
Yeah, probably. He probably might not do. Well, he did invite me to Sheffield.
Yeah.
So that's probably me going to end up there being buried under a random field in Sheffield.
You think so?
Nah, Rob's not like that.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't think you'll be buried. What?
But yeah, that's... When are you
racing next?
Weekend of the 17th, I'm going to a mystery location.
A mystery location?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That sounds pretty...
We don't want to be giving it away. But,
Do you think you're going to win at this mystery location?
Oh, probably not. Someone will probably take me out and ruin it for me, or I'll just drive like an absolute tool bag. But I'm going to go and enjoy myself.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't been invited to this mystery location, so it must be special.
Yeah. Well, you can come if you like. You've just got to drive there.
No, that's all right, mate. I don't want to race with you anymore than
Are you busy that weekend washing your hair?
Oh. Well, hey, at least it... Look on the bright side. At least it won't be... another weekend of me beating you.
You've just waited to use that sound effect for ages, haven't you? Jesus Christ. See, this is what happens. Aiden's left, and we've just got this. Oh, Aiden. Lord, Nelly.
It's great. I forgot about it. I wanted to use it in this podcast, and then just as I was looking at the what button do I got to press when I want to stop recording, I was like, ah. There it is.
Damn. Well, at least you got it in there.
Oh, exactly.
But no, the weekend of the 17th will be obviously possibly the last meeting of the year.
Oh, I remember where you're racing now. It's just, it's literally just clicked in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
But definitely probably be the last meeting of the year because I'll probably
It will be that is generally yeah.
I don't know if what are we on? Because obviously Christmas Eve is the 24th. is a Sunday, and then the New Year's Eve is a Sunday.
Will there be any racing around Christmas? I remember at Junction 16 used to do something around Christmas. I know it's on carpet, but I used to quite enjoy it.
Well, if anything is on the 23rd, that'd be great because I finish work on the 22nd. So,
right, okay. Are you off for a week?
We'll finish on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Back on the 27th. No, yeah, so semi a week, but not. It won't feel like a week.
What size my two-wheel drive for carpet, Jerry? I'm just having a look.
6.5.
I don't think that's fast enough.
4.5.
I'm not allowed. What are you talking about? I have his skill level.
Yeah.
I don't know what motor to put in. Probably a 5.5. I've been using a 7 at work, so my 2-wheel.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout.
Well, so I'll probably put a 5.5 in, just so I can get some punch out of the corners. Just so I can hit the wall. I think that's why I don't like it. I don't like indoors, because there's things to hit. Walls. I think it freaks you. Like, at work, so you go down that straight, and there's so many times I think, I'm just going into the wall at the end. It's going to be a mess.
Oh, we didn't have that problem this time, though, when we went reverse, because it was a short straight.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We just crashed everywhere else.
It's not that bad, the wall, because you kind of just slowly slide into it.
I love when you watch people go there for the first time, because that's the first thing they do, isn't it?
Bend it into the wall.
Into the wall. Into the wall. Into the wall of... Doom. Are you gonna have a new 2-wheel drive for work, Sop, for the Masters?
Possibly.
Okay.
I have no idea, if I'm honest. I haven't really thought that far ahead yet.
Okay.
I'm sure Ryan will have something to say about that, but
I'm sure he will.
He's from Newcastle and he smells. What? Yeah.
Wow, what are you, 12?
I'm just being childish as he is.
That's as bad as someone using a soundboard.
Jesus Christ, it just gets worse.
I think on that sad horn, as they call it, I think we'll call it quits.
Aiden, when you're editing this and you get this far, we need you back, because Martin needs to be taken off the soundboard shit.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
Lord God.
Do you want to hear the other ones? Can you guess what the other one is? There is actually probably two more, I think.
There must be a clown horn or a honker honker type one.
Go for that.
Okay.
And then, I don't know why you'd have this on a soundboard. Crickets?
Well, so I suppose when you talk about America.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think every time it comes on, I'm going to put that on. You actually can add a sound. So you can actually, but
no, Alexa's getting involved now. She's disappointed. She's not angry. She's just disappointed.
Yeah, like you are.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed in the absolute trash that has just produced.
I know. All right. Well, thank you all for coming. We'll obviously like to thank Schumacher Racing for their support for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, hopefully, Mr. Preddy's feeling better now, so hopefully you're feeling better soon, Brian, and thanks for your support with Screws for RC. I'd like to thank Richie RDT, John at RC Octane, Freddy at FF Racing. Who would you like to add to that list, Joe?
You've pretty much covered mine. Yeah. Obviously not John from RC Octane, but I bought stuff from John, so John's a nice guy. And yeah.
All right, buddy. Well,
I will
say that's it. Sorry for what sort of kind of podcast this was. I know we're not as good as Grid Talk anymore, but we try.
Yeah, Aiden ditched us to go on there.
Yeah, well, they can keep him as far as I'm concerned. Dead to me.
Anyway, wow.
Bye all. Have fun. See you at the track. Bye, Joseph. Let's go. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.